Morning, peace be with you, sisters and brothers. I'm very happy to be here to be fellowshipping with you. I guess it's not coincidental. Because God planned on everything. There's nothing that is coincidental to Him. I also want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to share with you God's words. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you and praise you. For you have given us truth. Your word is truth. With your truth, you sanctify us. May you help us today. For once we open your word, we turn to your word, we see the light. And the light will shine into our heart. So that we would understand your will better. And help your servant to preach your word clearly. May all glory be to you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
神的爱在信徒的生命彰显是一件必然的事情。
It is a certainty that God's love would manifest through the lives of his people.
但是信耶稣的人又怎么能彰显神的爱呢？
But how do Christians exhibit God's love?
其实圣经有讲过什么是最要紧的事情。
Actually, Bible has taught us what the most important thing is in life.
是谁说过到底我们生命最要紧的事情是什么呢？
Do you know who has said what the most important thing is in life?
当然圣经讲了很多很要紧的事情。
Of course, the Bible has said many important things.
但是真正有讲你们最要紧最重要的事情啊，使徒彼得曾经讲过这个事。
But the most important thing that has once been said by Peter.
彼得啊，在这个彼得前书第四章那边有讲过。
And in First Peter chapter 4, he wrote.
其实彼得前书第四章七到八节那边。
In verse 7, And 8, Peter wrote,
彼得前书第四章第七节这么说。
Verse 7,
他说万物的结局近了。
The end of all things is near.
所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled.
第八节他这么说。
So that you can pray.
第八节他这么说。
And in verse 7, Eight, he said.
他说最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
Above all, love each other deeply.
因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Because love covers over a multitude of sins.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
So above all, love each other deeply.
彼此相爱的生命就在这个今天我们念的诗篇里面。表达出来。
So this love each other is manifested through the scripture that we read today in Psalm.
其实这一篇这个诗篇133篇是讲到神的子民要敬拜神。
In Psalm 133, God actually was revealing to us how his children ought to worship him.
他们一大伙的来到了这个圣城耶路撒冷来敬拜神。
So they came together to the holy city Jerusalem to worship him.
他们敬拜神要从不同的地方，四面八方的来到这个地方。
So they came from all over the places to worship God.
所以你看到这里，他讲到这是大卫的伤行诗。
And this is a song of ascents by David.
意思他们要好像山上这么来敬拜神。
Just like they would be ascending, they're climbing up the mountains.
因为我们如果看这个以色列的这个地理，你知道锡安或者是耶路撒冷是一个比较高的地方。
If you know the geography of Israel, you know that Jerusalem and Zion are on the higher places.
而我们知道，在大卫的时代，以色列国还没有分开南和北。
So at the time of King David, the kingdom of Israel was still together. There was not no southern kingdom and northern kingdom.
所以他们无论从北、从南、从东南、西都来到了这个地方敬拜。
So they came from all directions, from south, from north, from east, from the west.
所以这是一个何等快乐的日子呢？
So this was a rather joyful day.
从这个可表达出他们的这个生命来。
Through this, they show their life with God.
其实这里也预表着有一天我们的主耶稣要来到世界上。
This is also a revelation of Jesus coming someday.
当然我们知道主耶稣已经第一次来到世界上。
Of course, we know that Jesus had come to this world the first time,
已经
once.
做成了救恩。
And he had accomplished salvation for us.
他会第二次再来。
And he will come again.
把他的子民召集。
He will call together all his children.
要在他们的生命上能彰显一个很特别的生命出来。
So through he will call upon all his people and their life will show a special manifestation.
而这个生命是就是爱的表现。
And that's the exhibition of love among all his people.
这个爱是从内在发出来的。
And the love actually come from within.
那我们今天所看这个诗篇就是一个爱的生命最高的表现。
So what we read today in Psalm was the utmost exhibition of love.
所以我们从第一节里面看到诗人用一个很特别的口吻来开始。
So, starting verse 1, the psalmist wrote in a rather special tone.
他说：“看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。”
It says, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity."
这里说看啊。
It says, "How good it is."
看那是一个重要的表达，一个重要性的表达啊。
That's like an exclamation.
他意思就是说，好像注意啊，这个事情啊。
It's just like pay attention.
这个事情看那很重要的。
A commanding sentence.
所以这是一个是告诉你跟我有一件很重要的事情我们要注意的。
So it is telling us that there is a very important thing that we must pay attention to.
神的子民要很注意的事情。
This is something that God's children must pay attention to.
就如耶稣曾经也讲过这句话。
Just like Jesus also once said.
耶稣说什么呢？
What did he say?
耶稣在约翰福音第十三章三十五节讲这么的一句话。
In John 13:35, Jesus also said.
耶稣说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，你如果有彼此相爱的心，就能够众人就能够认出你们是他的门徒了。”
Jesus said, "If you love one another, by this all men would know that you are my disciples."
耶稣说：“如果你们有彼此相爱的心。”
He said, "If you love one another."
其实这个可能英文的翻译跟中文有一点不一样。
I think there is a subtle difference between the English translation and the Chinese translation.
英文说你们要彼此相爱，人就认出你是他的门徒。
It says, by all this man, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
但是中文是, 如果你们有彼此相爱的心,
but in Chinese, it says, if you have the heart to love one another,
这里讲到那个心很重要,
it refers to the heart, which is important.
这不只是表面的行动而已,
it's just not action on the surface.
耶稣他没有说, 如果你做大事, 人就知道你是他的门徒了。
Jesus did not say, if you accomplish great things, then people would know you are my disciples.
耶稣没有说, 你们若能医病赶鬼, 你就是他的门徒了。
Jesus did not say, if you can heal the sick and cast out demons, then you are my disciple.
耶稣没有说,
people know you are my disciple.
如果你讲方言, 或者行神迹奇事, 人就看出你是他的门徒了。
And he did not say, if you can speak in tongues or perform miracles, then people will know you are my disciples.
耶稣说, 如果你们有彼此相爱的心,
Father, Jesus said, if you have the heart to love one another,
人家就知道, 看出你是他的门徒,
then all men will know that you are my disciples.
或者你是跟随耶稣的,
or they know that you are following me.
或者他们知道你是信耶稣的,
and you are Christians.
因为我们知道今天不只是信耶稣的人能行这个奇怪的事情或者有奇妙的事发生在他们身上。
We know that miracles can be performed by Christians as well as non-Christians.
或者那些不信耶稣的人也经历过一些奇妙超自然的事情。
Or non-Christians can also have experienced some miraculous things, surreal or supernatural things.
所以今天我们不要把信仰的终点放错了。Therefore,
we must not focus our faith on the wrong things.
我们以为做大事，或是我们传福音有多少人来信主，多少人得救，多少人受洗，那教会就是很兴旺了。We
might have mistakenly thought that if we preach the gospel to multitude of people, have thousands of people in a congregation, then we have done great things.
或者说，教会建造很宏伟、很好的设备，那教会就是兴旺了。Or
if we have a great building, a great church building, then this church is thriving.
当然，我来到这边看到这个教会有很多很好的设备，有很多地方可以做施工。
Of course, I'm happy to see that you have a very nice building.
昨天那个包弟兄等或者他们带我走了很久，在走完这个教会。And
Brother Bao showed me around yesterday and took a long time, to walk around.
但是主耶稣也没有说，你们传道人或者你们的牧师是很有知识、很有很多文凭，那才是教会才会兴旺。Jesus
did not say that you must have a pastor that is very well educated or has great knowledge in biblical studies.
当然，这些事情都没错，都很重要。Of
course, these are all very important.
我们都要尽力去做。We
all must make every endeavor to do it.
但是生命的终点不是这些，乃是彼此相爱。But
the most important thing in life is not any of those, rather it is love each other.
那些东西都是我们的责任。And
those are our responsibilities.
都是神给我们的使命。Those
are the missions that God has bestowed upon our shoulders.
但是彼此相爱是我们的生命啊。But
loving one another is our life.
耶稣讲什么呢?
That's what Jesus said.
再次告诉我们，若彼此相爱，我们才是跟随他的人。
Once again, he said, if we love one another, then all men will know that we are his disciples.
所以这里讲，看啊，弟兄和睦同居。
So that's why it says, how good it is that brothers live in unity.
当然，当我们读这个经文的时候，有一些慕道友曾经问过我，为什么你们弟兄同居呢？
And of course, in Chinese, this has some rather strange connotation. So,
他说你们赞成同性恋吗？是吧？
So it's like the homosexuals living together.
当然，这个听到了会啼笑皆非啊。
And of course, that might confuse people.
所以在证明圣经讲的，肢居是死的，敬意是活的。
But so you can see that maybe the interpretation can vary to a point that could distort.
我们要知道，在希伯来人那边称人很多都是只用弟兄这个词。
We know that in Hebrew, they often refer to each other as brothers.
其实他是讲到每一位了弟兄姐妹 老少也包括在里面。
So brothers is a very general reference to all the people.
这个和睦同居，其实在一些新的翻译版本里面，就翻译成和睦共处这个意思了哈。
And so living in unity, in a newer translation, they said they get along harmoniously.
他就是说，弟兄姐妹啊，看啊，你们和睦共处是何等的善，何等的美呢？
It says how good it is that brothers get along harmoniously.
所谓和睦同聚啊，当然不只是礼拜天来聚会一下。
And of course, getting along or living together is not limited to just coming to meet each other or one another on Sundays.
或者也不是只是周日有一些小组团契走在一起来团契而已。
Or some fellowship during the weekdays.
当然所谓这个同居这两个意思也给我们想到，它是讲到我们要居住在一起。
And of course, the biblical verse here, the Bible verse here says, live together. Is implying that we are living together.
就好像是我们住在一个屋檐下的一起住在一起。
As if we are living under the same roof.
但是这里所讲的主要是属灵的意义。
And I think the most important thing here is this is referring to spiritually living together.
这里讲到信耶稣、信神的人就有一个同样的生命在一个属灵的家里面。
So it's saying that God's people would have the same spirit in a spiritual house.
让我们能够有一个彼此相合的见证。
And we can show a testimony of being together in unity.
有一个能够看见我们常常有这个团契彼此劝勉相爱的生命里面。
And they can see that in our lives are filled with fellowships and compassion and loving each other.
Yeah. 就好像就是这个身体有很多肢体一样就是活在这个身体上活动
It's like our body has many parts, and all these parts work together. In a coordinated and harmonious way.
今天教会的问题是什么呢？
Today, what do you think the problem of a church is?
当然不只是
in today's church.
这个教会、这个那个教会，很多教会都是一样。
I'm not talking about any specific church. I'm talking about church in general.
今天的教会的问题不是说没有钱买更大的建筑物。
The problem of today's church is not really lack of money to have a physical building,
或者建造更多的地方，更好的地方
，or have better places, better building.
今天教会问题也不是说没有人来侍奉
，and it's not because of lacking people to serve.
今天教会很多问题就是从不合的这个光景或者教会的分裂看到。
The major problem comes from the arguments, the bickering among the congregants.
就是可能很多不同的意见因为这样有冲突。
Probably due to differences of opinions.
其实人一靠近一点或者关系接近一点我们就会有深的摩擦了。
Actually, when people get together, when they get closer and closer, then they would have conflict.
就好像你吃饭的时候，一不小心，你的牙齿就会咬到你的口唇，对不对？
And just like A lot of times, you might carelessly bite on your tongues or your lips when you eat.
或者这些舌头里的口唇，尤其是吃饭很快的人。
Especially those who eat fast.
我吃饭是很快的。
I eat fast.
不知道这个习惯了，好像狼吞虎咽的，吃完就算了。
So I just swallow.
但是很多时候会咬到自己的口唇。
And sometimes I bite my own tongue or lips.
所以这个告诉我们，自我的生命常常叫人有纷争。
So our own lives also often cause us to have conflict with others.
但是主的生命是胜过一切的分裂。
But God's life overcomes all these conflicts.
如果我们要和睦同居，就要把自己的这个自我破碎了。
If we want to live together in unity, we must break ourselves.
我们必须好像主耶稣一样用十字架来对付这个血气，这个肉体。
So we must deal with our flesh and our fleshly desire through with the cross.
要致死这个血气，这个肉体。
We must put to death our own flesh.
因为神要求的和睦共处，不是那种只是一个鼻孔出气就好了，不是那种。And
because what the kind of unity that God desires is not that we have no different opinions.
就是，或者说也不是说一种模仿式的和睦，或者模仿式有样学样那种，不是。And
it's not like we should imitate others either.
当然，更不是一种所谓我们信仰妥协就好了，我们就和睦共处了。And
it's not like we compromise on our faith, the fundamentals of our faith.
在圣经哥林多前书十二章十三节有这么一句话。If
you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
十三节,
verse 13, you would read.
这里说，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利人，是为奴的，是自主的，都是从一位圣灵受洗，成为一个身体，引以一位圣灵。In
verse 13, we read, "For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink."
基督徒的生命的特质就是爱。
And the special attribute of Christian's life is love.
而这个爱是最高的生命的表达。
And love is the manifestation, the utmost manifestation of our Christian life.
就好像从一个身体的表现的样子表现出来。
It's exhibited through our body.
如果一个身体常常有肢体或者有部分出毛病的话，
If some part of our body often run into problems,
就好像一个残废的身体不正常的，
It's like a handicapped person.
Yeah, 我听过一个很有启发性的故事。
I have heard an inspiring story.
有一次有一班的机子去探访一个精神病院。 记者就是 reporter.
Once there were a group of reporters went to visit a mental institute.
他们要知道他们怎么样，就是这他们的设备啊，他们怎么样去带领这个精神病院。
They wanted to know how they treat their patients.
那这个精神病院就是那些犯过罪的，有发觉他们有精神有些问题的，就把他们放在那边等候治疗。This
is an institution that housed many criminals who had mental illness and who are waiting for treatment.
但是很奇妙的，他们看到在这个这个精神病院里面呢，只有三个警卫守着他们。But
the reporters were amazed that there were only three guards guarding them.
而里面的病院有100多位的病，这个精神病的这些犯人犯呃囚犯。
And there were more than 100 patients there.
但就有一个记者，他就发问说啊，你们怎么可以看守100多位这么危险的囚犯呢？
So one of the reporters asked, "How do you deal with so many patients with so few guards? How do you guard them?"
如果这个囚犯串谋合作造反要跑的话，你3个人怎么去追他们，或者去制止他们呢？
If they try to break out of the prison, if they work together, what are you going to do?
这警卫就有一位警卫就很有保证的、很确定的说，
So a guard, one of the guards, replied with a great deal of confidence
他
and
说
said,
"不要担心啊，
worry, no worries.
因为精神错乱的人永远不会团结合谋的
Because those mental patients would never work together.
所以教会不能和睦相处着，这个坚贞就好像一个属灵的精神错乱一样。
So if the congregants in the church cannot get along, this is like a group of mentally ill patients in the institution. They are spiritually ill.
这是何等不幸的事情！
That's a very unfortunate thing.
神拣选我们这班人在这个地方为他做见证，
God had chosen us to bear testimony for him.
乃是要我们彼此相爱来彰显他啊。
Because he wants us to love one another to manifest his word.
我们说我们是一个家庭啊。
We say we are a family.
就好像美国人说我们是一个美国一个大家庭。
Just like Americans would say, we are all together, we are one people.
但是你最近这个总统竞选啊，很多这些丑陋的事情出来了。
But then, if you look at the presidential candidates bickering with each other,
我们真的是美国一个大家庭吗？
then do you think that that's they are getting along in unity in one family?
只有神的家是真的一个家庭。
So we know that only God's family is truly the one in unity.
所以这里讲到这个和睦同共处带来的这个福气了。
So this showed us the blessings that will be bestowed upon us when we live together in unity.
如果我们和睦共处、彼此相爱带来的结果是一个很大的福气。
If we live together in unity, then it will bring us a great deal of blessings.
这里说是何等的善，
He said, "How good it is!"
这个三字的原文的意思就是很简单的“好”这个意字里面，这个意
And
思里面。
it's simply, there's no better word for it. It's just good.
什么是好呢？
And what is good?
在美国有一句话常常挂在口中的。
In American culture, you often hear this.
就是问候一句说 "How are you doing?" 你们好吗？
And people say, when people see one another, they said, "How are you? How are you doing?
你好吗？
How are you?"
常常回答我们都说我很好，I'm good。
And you often hear this, "I'm good."
但是很多时候我讲 I'm good 的时候，我还是不 good 的啊。
But a lot of times when I said I'm good, I don't actually feel good.
这个回答其实只是一个机械性的回答
It's like a mechanical, rather superficial response.
所以人说好不一定好的。
So when people say they are good, they are not necessarily good.
我们所认定好的，神说不一定好的。
What we think is good is not necessarily good in God's eyes either.
在这个圣经里面告诉我们，
In Bible, we have read.
凡从神生的，才是与这个罪不好的没有关系。
Only those that have come from God are not would have nothing to do with the sins.
所以只有荣耀神的事情是最好的。
And so anything that brings glory to God is the best. It's good.
那最荣耀神的事情，当然这里耶稣讲过，这里所说的，我们能够彼此相爱，彼此和睦是最好的。
So as we have read this morning, the thing that glorifies God the most is when we love one another.
所以这里也讲到何等的善，何等的美，这个美之。
And so here, verse 1 says, how good and pleasant.
这个美字在希伯来文字的字根里面是讲到一个音乐的字根。
And this pleasant initially in Hebrew word is rooted in a word that describes music.
这个美就是好像这个交响曲的和谐这个演奏出来，那个耳朵听得很舒服那种美。
It's like when you listen to a symphony, all the instruments, musical instruments, play together harmoniously, and how pleasant it is in your ears.
如果非常相反的不和谐呢，就是那个嘈杂的声音都很难听了。
And in comparison, if you listen to those out of tune, or noise, instrument, then it would not be pleasant to hear.
所以这里告诉我们，和睦共处啊，是何等的美啊！
So it says how good and pleasant it is.
什么是美啊？
And what is it that we are seeing pleasant?
或者什么是好呢？
And what is good?
简单说的有三方面了。
And so simply put, there are three aspects of this.
第一就是从神来的祝福，那个美和善。
And number one is the blessing coming from God.
当我们和睦共处、彼此相爱的时候，我们可以经历神属天的祝福。
Of course, when we live in unity, we can experience the blessing from God.
那种是很难用言语来表达出来。
And that transcends the words expression.
当然这个祝福可能从物质上、从关系上、从不同的这个心情上而经历到。
And of course, the blessing can manifest itself in various ways, through materialistic ways or through spiritual way or mental or other things.
这个美、这个好也是从其他人来的一个祝福。
And that could also come from other people's blessing.
就好像你得到他爱心的帮助，他的劝导，他的鼓励这些的事情。
Like we receive help from others with love, or we receive inspiration, or other things like advices and stuff.
然后这个好，这个美也是从自己的生命而得福的。
And we could also receive the blessing through our own lives.
当你活出爱神爱人的生命的时候
，When you live a life of love, love of God and love of people,
那你就能够真正有经历那个真正的喜乐和平安在你生命里面。
Then you can experience the true joy and peace in your life.
爱的最高的表现。
And that's the utmost exhibition of love.
第二项爱的表现就是。同心侍奉。
And the second aspect is to serve the Lord together.
和睦相处带来的光景是什么呢？
And what does it bring us?
这些都有
when we live together,
连接的关系。都有连接的关系。
And these are all connected, actually.
所以第二节那边怎么说？
So in verse 2 it says,
这好像比这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上。流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
It is like the precious oil poured on the beard of Aaron, on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes.
其实这里是表达了圣灵的工作在这个事情上。
This is describing the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个贵重的油就好像圣灵的浇灌一样。
The precious oil.The precious oil pouring of the precious oil is like the Spirit, Holy Spirit is pouring onto us.
这个动作在旧约里面是借着神借着这个神的这个膏抹拣选了他的祭司或者他的这个君王来侍奉。
So, in the Old Testament, the priests were chosen by by God and anointed by God.
Yeah, 就好像亚伦被高摩成为大祭司,
like Aaron was anointed to be the high priest.
就好像预表了耶稣基督也这个被高摩的大祭司,
and like Jesus Christ was anointed, it's a foretelling of Jesus Christ being anointed.
所以他用这个油来高摩,
so with the oil pouring onto him.
这个高摩是一个祝福啊,
and that's a blessing.
今天谁是祭司呢?
Who is the priest today?
当然我们每一位都是祭司,
of course, every one of us is a priest.
因为彼得说过我们是君尊的祭司,
for Peter had said that we are the noble priest.
我们基督徒都是神所高莫来侍奉他的,
every one of us are a priest anointed by God to serve him.
这个侍奉就是爱的表现啊,
and this serving to God is an exhibition of our love.
也是一个爱的和睦共处的一个见证啊,
and it's also a testimony of us living together in unity with love.
但是很可惜今天很多教会都有在这个不和的事情上有很多的发生,
but unfortunately at many churches there a lot of conflicts.
很多这些不和的事情都是从侍奉上来的,
and many of those conflicts come from serving the Lord.
怎么能够侍奉上帝又不和呢的?
And so you wonder how you can serve the Lord, try to serve the Lord in unity, and yet that results in conflict.
这很多都是从人的血气，人的这个肉体的这个自己的欲念而来的。
But this is not surprising because we all have our own desire, our flesh, fleshly desire.
我曾经有侍奉过或者到过不同的教会去帮忙侍奉。
I have gone to different churches to serve.
我刚刚出来有牧养的这个经验是在很多年前在马来西亚。
When I first in the beginning I served in Malaysia.
很多就是那一次 当我还在台上讲道的时候,
so one time as I was preaching on the pulpit,
就还道还没有讲完,
before I finished the sermon,
就有一位姐妹跟一位弟兄站起来在那边火拼,
and so one sister and one brother stood up and they were arguing fiercely with each other.
这个火拼不是用什么了，是用口舌的火拼。
Of course, they were not physically fighting. Thankfully, they were just arguing.
因为他们里面有很多的不满意啊，在里面藏着很多的苦毒在里面。
For they were angry with each other, and they had been It's been a long time that they have been angry with each other.
可能我的这个信息引起他们想起他们不满，所以站起来的就吵架了。
My message reminded them of their iniquities.
当然啊,
against each other.
我相信神有他的旨意，让他们可能后来有和好的机会了。
But I'm sure God had His plans. Eventually, they were able to get together and reconcile.
真的我经历过很多这些教会的争吵的事情。
So I have personally experienced many conflict that happened in the church.
所以我也学习怎么样去使教会合一。
So I've also learned how to help the church and the congregant to be in unity, to get together.
当然这个合一不是因为大家要好来好去信仰妥协就行了。
And of course I'm not saying that one should just arbitrarily compromise with each other and sacrificing your principles in faith.
因为很多时候我们各持己见的时候就成为势不两立。But
on the other hand, when we insist on certain things, then we cannot agree with each other or compromise.
所以基督徒的爱是一个很奇特、很超越的一个表现。
So the love of Christians is a very special attribute that transcends all understanding.
那不只是一个个人的一个事情啊。
And that is not just individualistic.
就如这里所形容的用油来浇灭。
And so as we read here, the oil pouring on Aaron.
这个油很特别的一个意义。
And this oil has special meanings.
因为它用来制造这个油的原料含有几样东西。
And because this the oil is made up of some special ingredients.
这里，如果你读出埃及记30章里面讲到，它里面有没药、有龟皮、有菖蒲这些事情，这些东西掺在这个橄榄油合成一起。
And so if you read in Exodus 30, I guess it's 23, the oil is made of these myrrh, sweet cinnamon, and sweet cassia.
所以这种油不可以用其他东西来模仿的。
And this oil cannot be made up with other ingredients. You cannot imitate
it. And
when one is anointed with oil, one would not be the priest should not just pour the oil on your body.
所以给你看到这里，它是倒，是从头上倒起来。
And it starts from your head.
就好像倒在亚伦的头上，一直往下流啊。
So the oil is poured on Aaron's head. And it flows downwards.
如果不往下流了，就不完全了。And
because if it did not flow downwards, trickle down, then it would not be complete. The anointment would not be complete.
所以这个也预表了，好像主耶稣被膏抹，就是从他的头到整个身体。So
it's like Jesus when he was anointed, it was start from his head. To his body.
因为耶稣是大祭司嘛。
Because Jesus is the high priest.
而他的身体就是教会。
And his body is church.
所以这个膏了就好像整个身体侍奉一样。
So the anointment is like the service of the entire body that has been anointed.
这边形容很特别，就是从胡须直到衣襟，整身。
So it says on his beard, running down on the beard, and running down on the collar of his robes.
这表达整个生命。So
that's saying that it covers the entire body.
就好像以弗所书4章13节那边有讲到。And
just like in Ephesians 4:13, it says.
他说：“只等到我们众人在真道上同归于。” 认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。Like
Paul has written to the Ephesians on 4:13, it says, "Until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Jesus Christ."
如果教会整体信徒合一侍奉的话。
If all the Christians, all the congregants in the church live together in unity,
那就是大大的彰显神的爱出来。
And that will manifest God's love greatly.
它能够覆庇我们的软弱。
And it will cover all our weaknesses.
也能够坚固我们的信心。
And will strengthen our faith.
就好像如果有100架钢琴要调音的话。
Just like you try to tune 100 pianos.
如果你一家调，一家一家就是跟着另外一家这个钢琴调的话，你调到最后那个钢琴会走音了，一定。And
it's just like if you tune one by one, and then eventually when you get to reach the last one, may not be the same. The last one may not be the same in tune with the first one.
但是如果每一架钢琴都依照着一个调音器，就一定是会准的。But
if you tune them all together with the same machine,
所以同样的，在基督里， together. 我们同一个身体，我们是同在一个身体里面。
So in the same way, we Christians in Christ, we are one body.
而且我们大家都是肢体，互为肢体。
And we are different parts of a body.
当然，如果我们依照某某人的标准，我们必定有很多的意见，很多的出入。
But if we follow one person's opinion or standard, then we would inevitably have conflicts.
但是如果我们把生命对准耶稣基督的标准来调的话，那我们就能协调。
But if we cast our eyes, if we focus our lives upon Jesus, then we know we are tuning towards the same machine.
当这个圣殿亚伦祭司被高抹的时候
，When Aaron was anointed,
这油的香味就充满了整个圣所。
The fragrance of the oil would fill the entire sanctuary.
而基督徒的生命的香味也是因着爱充满了教会。
In the same way.Our love would be like the fragrance that filled the entire sanctuary.
吸引许多人来认识耶稣基督。
And bring many people to come to know Jesus.
今天爱的表现是最高的表现是怎么样呢
？So what's the highest, the greatest exhibition of love?
乃是我们能够分享神给我们的福气啊。
And that is to share God's blessing with others.
有爱不是有难同当，有福自己享啊。
And it's not like we share the burdens, but then we only enjoy our own blessing.
我们有爱就要一起来分享。
If we have love, then we share our blessing with others.
因为我们都有同一个名分呢。
Because we have the same status.
刚才我们讲到这个
in Christ,
油膏抹这个事情。
And we just mentioned the anointment through.By oil.
其实今天我们耶稣的名字也就是膏抹的意思，它是所谓的 Christ 这个字是膏抹的意思。
And actually, Jesus Christ, the name Christ, has a meaning of anointment.
他是被膏者，所以被称为基督。
He is the anointed, therefore he is called Christ.
而我们也叫做基督徒。
But we are called Christians.
基督徒也就是被膏的。
So Christians are also anointed.
我们每一个人都是神所膏的。
Every one of us has been anointed by God.
所以，如果教会如果凭着自己的话，
And if we follow our own will,
我们就很难维持这个神的家的见证。
And we cannot really bear good testimony for the Lord.
我们也不能够有很有能力来做主的工作。
And we would not have enough strength and ability to work for the Lord.
但因为我们都是被神所膏。
But because we are all anointed by God,
就好像这个膏油倾倒在亚伦的头上
and like we have been, like the oil had been poured onto Aaron's head and down, flowing down through his beard,
流到整个身体
and the colors of his robes,
遮盖他的脚，这个亚伦的衣襟是遮盖他的脚的
and you know Aaron's robe covers all the way down, his feet.
换句话说，就是膏油膏抹从身上流到每一个肢体，最低的地方啊。
So the oil would pour through, would trickle down the entire body to the feet.
所以今天人享受这个膏油的祝福。
So today we are enjoying the anointment.
不是个人从神面前怎么样啊。
It's not really that we.Have anything to show in front of God individually.
也不是个人向神求这个膏油而已。
And it's not just that we seek this anointment individually.
这个膏油就表达了人都要站在自己的位置上。
And it is telling us that we all must stand on our own individual position.
叫我们身体这个身这个手这个脚这个胸部什么一切的都要在自己的位置上让这个油流下去。
So everyone must hang on to his or her own position so that the oil can flow through it.
然后祝福就透到整个身体了。
Accordingly, the blessings will flow through it.
所以
the parts of the body.
这个所谓领受这个福分，分享这个福分，不是个人的事情。
So to receive the blessing is not for individual person. It is not for the individual person to receive the blessing.
也是透过我们每个人在岗位上的服事同心的服事而。
Rather, it is through all people's serving the Lord together.
然后第三节那边刚好形容这个大家庭的夫妻啊。
And in verse three, it describes the blessing of the entire big family.
他说又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
It's as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion.
因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
For there the Lord bestows His blessing.
你知道
even life forevermore.
这个黑门山的花草树木非常的茂盛。
And you know the Mount Hermon is filled with grass and flowers.
因为那边有很重的露水笼罩着那个地方。
For there is plenty of dew covering the entire mountain.
所以它果汁是很丰盛的。
So there are plenty of fruits.
但是锡安山呢，却是很荒凉的，很缺乏生气的一个地方。
But Mount Zion is rather barren.
所以当黑门山的甘露落到这个荒凉的锡安山的时候
，So when the dew of Hermon falling on Mount Zion, the dry Mount Zion.
所以他们也得到这个茂盛的这个。丰盛的这个产业
，they will be fertilized.
所以黑门代表属天的地位。
So Hermon represents the state, a heavenly state.
而锡安呢，代表神在地上掌权，就是他的教会。
And Zion is where God shows His sovereignty, in the world.
所以弟兄姐妹，
that is the church.
如果和睦同居，和睦共处。
So if brothers live together in unity,
天上丰富的生命就如甘露的降临。
The full life, the full heavenly life would be like the dew of Hermon.
使每一个人都满了生命的这个新鲜活泼的这个动力。
Falling into everyone's life filled with vigor.
我相信在末后的日子，神在地上要切切得着的就是我们能够和睦同居，和睦共处。
So, I'm sure, down the road, in the days that, what God really wants us to do is to live in unity.
活出一个身体的生活来。
To bear a good testimony of, the life of a Christ body.
就是基督的身体啊。
That is Christ's body.
叫我们能够见证我们的主耶稣基督。
So that we can bear good testimony for Him.
所以感谢赞美主。
So we thank God and praise Him.
那是耶和华所命令的福分啊。
And that is the blessing that the Lord bestows upon us.
我相信也是我们这边弟兄姐妹所要渴慕的这福分。
And I'm sure it is also the blessing that we all long for.
这也是神命令的福分。
And that is what He commands us.
因为这里讲是他命定的福啊。
And because this is a blessing bestowed, by God.
我今天教会不需要建得很大才是蒙福的教会。
We do not have to have a great building to show that we are a blessed church.
一个小的教会也能够神祝福他。
We can show that we are a blessed church even if our building is minute.
就是透过我们和睦共处的见证把神活出来。
And that is through our living in unity.
虽然在这短暂的生命活出来。
And in this short time, this short life,we can lifespan, we can bear a good testimony.
但是那个祝福是永恒的。
But the blessing is forevermore.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may God bless us and help us.
教会是神的家。
Church is God's household.
我们每一分子都是很重要。
Every one of us is important to Him.
我们每个人都有自己的岗位。
We all have our own positions. Important positions to serve Him.
但我们在每个自己的岗位位置上，忠心还是有坚持。我相信神的祝福就好像这个膏油流到我们每一个自己。
We must be dutiful and faithful in holding on to our positions.
我们一起来
做祷告。Bear good testimony. Let's pray together.
慈悲的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, dear Jesus Christ, we thank you.
因为你是我们的头。
For you are our head.
你是教会的头。
You are the head of the church.
我们是你的肢体。
We are your body.
你应许要赐福我们。
You have promised that you will bless us.
就是透过我们在地上彼此相爱的生命。
Through our living together in unity.
就好像你说啊，若我们有彼此相爱的心，我们就知道我们是你的门徒。
It's like you said, if we love one another, then all the men would know that we are your disciples.
你也告诉我们，爱能遮盖许多的过错。
You also told us that love can cover a multitude of sins.
爱能够遮盖我们许多的不同点。
Love would cover cover up our differences.
愿你帮助我们。
May you help us.
特别在这个地方，弟兄姐妹能活出这个和睦共处的生命来。
Especially this church that brothers and sisters can live in unity.
不单是只是在教会里面。
Not only within the church.
在我们各自的家庭。
But also in our own families.
我们所工作的场所。
Our workplaces.
我们的邻居邻舍。
Our neighbors,
主啊，你都让我们有这样美好的见证。
You help us to bear good testimony for you.
也是我们生命最超越的一个表现。
And that will be the best manifestation of your love.
谢谢主，你的恩典的高抹。
We thank you for your anointment through your grace.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归于你。
May all graces and praises be to you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
Thank you.